This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. My body and
if you incite violence, I want to be clear about this. If you incite violence or destroy our communities, you're going to be held to account. That kind of criminal behavior will not be tolerated. Full stop. Already more than 220 people have been arrested, and we're reviewing tapes to build additional cases, and people will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Again, thanks to our law enforcement officers and the majority of Angelenos who protested peacefully, the situation was winding down and was concentrated in just a few square blocks downtown. With that, that's not what Donald Trump wanted. He again chose escalation. He chose more force. He chose theatrics over public safety. He federalized another 2,000 Guard members. He deployed more than 700 active U.S. Marines. These are the men and women trained for foreign combat, not domestic law enforcement. We honor their service. We honor their bravery. But we do not want our streets militarized by our own armed forces. Not in L.A., not in California, not anywhere.
Gavin Newsom, governor of California there, making sure everyone knows what the real problem is here in Los Angeles. Of course, you guessed it. It's Donald Trump. Let's get to our guest. Molly Hemingway joins us, editor-in-chief at The Federalist and senior journalism fellow at Hillsdale College, as well as a Fox News contributor. Molly, thank you so much for the time today. It's an honor to have you on the show with us.
So great to be here with you, Annie.
Thank you. You know, it's so predictable to watch the lefties in general. It's like, what is the issue? It doesn't matter. The problem is Donald Trump. They're doing it now. But it looks to me, and the polling suggests, that the American people are with Donald Trump on his willingness to get Los Angeles back in order.
Well, and it's really amazing when you compare what's going on with the Trump agenda now versus even 2016, before he was inaugurated. You saw massive pro-immigration protests where people took over airports. And I mean, there were tons of people, including normal American citizens, who were opposed to his agenda. Well, what happens in the meantime? You have increased understanding of the problems caused by rampant illegal immigration. You have the Biden administration bringing in millions upon millions upon millions of illegal immigrants every year, which adds to the problem. And now all of a sudden, public opinion is firmly behind Donald Trump. You have almost all Republicans totally supporting it, but also a majority of independents. But in the Democrat Party, it, of course, is unpopular. And so that's where you're seeing these protests, whether they're coming from illegal immigrants or just the people who support them in the Democrat Party.
Yeah, it's absolutely accurate. Molly Hemingway speaking with us right now. You know, there are polling that comes out. They ask people, like, do you support Donald Trump and his immigration approach and the deportations? It continues to show that the American people are supportive of the president. But I'm also looking at other polls that take place and in the form of what media are people consuming right now? Because when I pay attention to the dwindling numbers of the leftist agenda-driven media and the succeeding numbers of Fox News and the like, it seems as though they're not able to act foolish on the streets and then reinforce that message through the mainstream media. It's like they're trying the same tactics. Gavin Newsom's out there trying the same tactics, but it's not sticking anymore. Is that because of the media?
Well, I hope that's true, and I actually do think that's true, but given that when you look at polls showing how much people trust corporate media to report the news fairly or accurately or without bias, almost nobody believes that they do that. And yet they still have a lot of power. But you have seen this thing. They're doing exactly what they did for the 2020 BLM riots that took place all over the country. They're telling people, don't believe your lying eyes. Trust us when we tell you that these riots aren't really riots. They're actually kind of just fun times where people get to watch cars burn and people get injured. It's no big deal. But it doesn't seem to be working as well as it worked in 2020. It did work in 2020. I mean, you had corporations give $100 billion to BLM and its associated causes. That media-driven psychosis, mass psychosis, really paid results. They're trying to do it again. They're trying to make these riots go nationwide. By the way, they'll probably succeed. Mm-hmm. And yet, I just don't think that public appetite is there. People are ready to shut down any riot, any threat to life and property that's going to take place in American cities across the weekend. Plus, the cause is not sympathetic. The cause is have no country, have no borders, have no reasonable immigration enforcement. And that's just not popular anymore.
Yeah, it is. It sure is. And it's amazing to watch the amazing comeback of Donald Trump and have him get voted in being very open and honest with everything he said he was going to do. Now he's going to do it. And then the left is like, can you believe he's doing this? And we're like, he said he was going to do this. This is what we voted for. Do you feel like the American people feel like, yeah, I voted for this?
Oh, well, he didn't just say it. He said it almost obnoxiously. Like every rally, you'd hear it 40 times. So nobody was confused about the plan to deport people who are here illegally. And again, people now understand even better. In fact, the elite's immigration plan was never popular with the people, Democrat or Republican. But now after we see, you know, I saw studies showing that like 1 in 4 students enrolled in government public schools are part of an illegal family. You see what happens to the hospital system and how overwhelmed it gets with rampant illegal use of the system by illegal aliens. And also just like traffic accidents. Like you don't have to be a rapist or a murderer to necessarily be someone who the American people are saying, I think we've just had enough of this. And so with so many millions of illegal people here and causing a strain on the system for citizens and for children of families who are citizens, people are just done.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have 2025 now. It seems as though there's a manufactured outrage that's trying to be force-fed to the American people right now, starting in Los Angeles, and who knows where it will go. 2020, of course, the George Floyd situation, the I Can't Breathe movement. But here in St. Louis in 2014 with the Michael Brown death and the hands up, don't shoot lie that really fed into this moment that we're in right now, I feel like it is a natural evolution of it. How much of the maniacal outrage that we see, especially on social media, maybe the main news sources don't cover it as much because you can't really air a lot of it. I wish I could. How much of it is manufactured?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I would say it's well organized. So it's manufactured, yes, but by a very well-funded and well-organized leftist architecture. This is another thing that I think people are more aware of. Even you mentioned the Ferguson situation. BLM got its start with the Ferguson riots and the lies associated with it, and they saw how effective those could be. And that turns into the BLM movement. Well, even these marches against borders and law enforcement for immigration law, they're all part of a well-orchestrated, like tons of groups are involved. They're providing the material to make it more difficult to restore law and order. But one of the things that I think is also very interesting, a lie was told about how these riots in LA started because ICE raided like a Home Depot line. That's like a complete lie. What actually happened is that the federal government was going after the Mexican cartels, the ones that control our southern border. But they were going after them for part of a money laundering operation. And that's when they started making arrests about that criminal conspiracy of the cartels. That's when the riot started, which, again, is even less sympathetic than the already not too sympathetic like defense of illegal aliens.
Yeah, you've spent way too much time, Molly, digging into the truth and facts of the matter that it seems as though like that's the most dangerous thing to this movement of outrage is facts and information. There's no time for that. And the closer you get to the facts and information, the more things seem to burn, the more danger our law enforcement is put into. I Googled, I was watching some Fox coverage on this, and it was a bionic face shield. I saw somebody unpacking these brand new boxes, and you could see it says bionic face shield or something on the box. And they looked expensive, and I Googled it, and they were like $65 a pop from whatever popped up on my Google search. You talked about the funding of this, and it seems as though the Trump administration sees value in finding out how are these protests and riots, how are they being funded? Do you think they'll get to the bottom of it?
Well, I pray so. If I were in the DOJ, which seems to have frequently only been able to prosecute January 6 cases and almost nothing else, I would take advantage of this increase of riot activity across the country, because it's not just going to be L.A., to investigate the networks, to see where the funding is coming from. It shouldn't even be that hard to find out who paid for all these bionics face shields. As you know, these are not cheap. A ton of people are getting them. It also shows a plan, like a conspiracy to engage in a riot that is very different than what we saw, by the way, in 2021, but very similar to what we saw in 2020 and in preceding organized riot activity. They need to find out the sources of funding, the networks of activism, and use this as a means to finally go after Antifa and other far left wing groups that have these anti-American ideologies.
So what kind of crimes to fund this unrest? What kind of crimes could these funders be charged with?
I mean, like after January 6th, where you had a bunch of grandmas who had no idea they were breaking the law being charged with criminal conspiracies. And, you know, the Department of Justice should have no problem figuring out what the charges are, but also because they're targeting federal law enforcement and federal buildings, that should enable them to use more charges to go after them, because it's actually, you know, considered a worse crime to target a federal law enforcement officer than, you know, just a random person. Mm. So I don't know enough about what they can do, but they should have many opportunities to go after people. More than, like, even just knowing how the networks work.
Yeah.
What are their systems of communication? What are their lines of funding? Are the people who are, you know, and if it's like a big donor, like a Jeff Bezos type or George Soros type, I think that would be good to know how their funds are being used to orchestrate these riots against federal law enforcement. So there might be many opportunities to go after like a high target person.
Editor-in-chief at The Federalist, Fox News contributor Molly Hemingway speaking with us right now. You brought up January 6th, and gosh, if they said no one is above the law once, they said it a million times. It doesn't seem as though the main phrase that the left is uttering here. What do you think that the political outcome that the Democrats are seeking from this moment? What are they going to try to achieve through this?
Well, they're not doing a good job, I will just
correct.
Say.
And, that's why I'm asking. What are they doing?
It is absolutely true that political violence can happen from across the political spectrum, and it should be condemned no matter where it comes from. It's also true, it's very common on the left. It's been common on the left since at least the 60s, where they use political violence as a means of achieving outcomes that they desire. The left has a problem because even though the vast majority of Americans hate political violence, hate the riots, hate the opposition to just enforcing our borders and basic immigration law, that's not true in the Democrat primary, or in the Democrat Party. And they've got a primary coming up next year. So all of their most prominent people are having to bow down to this insane left wing of their own party because they need their support in order to have a chance at political success in the future in their party. But their party is just like every month getting more and more alienated from the average American. It's not just on immigration. It's on trans issues. It's on education. It's on, you know, like every major issue where a lot of Americans are saying this party just seems so distant from what is normal.
Yeah, it's I just wince the whole time. I'm like, what are you? I mean, a lot of times I can figure out the political game and I just disagree with it. I'm like, I think this is all stupid. I just don't think that the Democrats collectively have a winning message. And I think the weirdest thing, and I'll ask your opinion on this, is I feel like a lot of the Democrats who are being, I guess, forced to participate in this know that their message is a losing message, and you have the Fettermans of the world exposing it, saying I'm just not willing to go with what is usually a fully unified Democratic Party. There are a few cracks on the surface,
but even that is kind of been disappointing. When you see certain people on the left saying you should not be waving a Mexican flag or you should be not attacking police officers, they don't say because it's immoral or because it's illegal or because it's wrong. They say because it looks bad for the Democrat Party. Well, you need to actually condemn it for real and not just because it's bad optics. And so even the supposedly good guys like the Fettermans are not doing what they should be doing to speak against this violence.
The old right thing for the wrong reasons. Yeah, I agree with that. That's a very good point. Molly Hemingway, an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show with us. Thank you so much for the time this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Annie. Bye.
Bye-bye. Molly Hemingway, a Fox News contributor, of course, editor-in-chief of The Federalist, senior journalism fellow at Hillsdale College. Great to have her on. Brad, thanks for booking that guest for my first guest back. And then it was Wiggins America.
Yeah, well, I told Brad, you know who you should book? Molly Hemingway. A couple weeks ago.
I have a feeling Brad's not going to let you get away with that.
And he said, that's a great idea. I haven't thought about her.
That's also not true. we've had her on before.
I don't know that he could get away with that without me calling him out.
Go on.
And then he did it, and I thought, I won't even take credit for that. But it was I guess it sort of was from me.
You can't even get your life straight. You don't even know what you're saying. I love having Molly on the show. Did you miss me?
Yeah. Heck yeah. I should have joked there. No. We did not. We had a great time without you.
He's out of practice.
How much? Yeah. Who do you give crap to when I'm gone?
Ethan. 100%.
Those two.
So Ethan's glad I'm back.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, fair enough. Is your job easier or harder when I'm gone?
I was thinking about that. It's both. In some senses, it's actually easier to host because they have help for me to do the rest of my other job that I usually do when I'm the co-host here. But it's also, you gotta do more prep. You gotta do more prep to do the hosting.
You kind of just have to always prep.
You never stop.
Which I didn't. I stopped in Hawaii.
Good for you.
5-hour time difference. Easy going there. Not easy coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about it in the 2 o'clock hour. When we come back, Wiggins America, how to end small talk without making it awkward and how not to.
Yep.
This is why I came back from Hawaii, really.
This is the stuff
you were waiting for. I was like, you know, Hawaii is great, but I need to know how to end small talk without making it awkward.
I said, Brad, book Molly Hemingway, and then we'll do a great Wiggins America.
But do it right before my segment.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.